Broncos weren't just beaten on Sunday night, they were beaten up, and the injury wave of recent weeks continued to claim victims. And while the news was better than expected for Al Wilson, the same could not be said for Cecil Sapp, who saw his season end on a fourth quarter kickoff return.
Cecil Sapp broke his leg, have surgery sometime in the near future. Of course, he'll be put on IR.
But for Wilson, the news was much better.
I'm obviously happy to hear the MRIs were negative, the x-rays were negative. He was released out of the hospital last night around 11:15, and you know, that was a good sign. Now, hopefully he feels good Wednesday.
The news buoyed the spirits of a team reeling from three straight losses.
His spirits is up. He's being himself, so that's good.
No, but I'm about to call Big Head Joker now once I get up out of here and see how he's doing. Knowing Al, he's doing fine. He ain't going to tell you when he's hurting, but you know, you got to call and check on him. It's a man thing.
Feels good. I mean, like you said, I went by the hospital and saw him last night. Sat down with his family and stuff, and he was doing fine, ready to get out of the hospital and get back to try to get on the field.
And the Broncos did need him, as shown on Sunday when they allowed 16 points in just over 11 minutes after he left the field.
Probably did affect us in a certain amount of ways, but at the end of the day, we all know what we get paid to do, and that's to go out and play football and perform. And like I said, we kind of let up 16 points in, 10 minutes, I think. That's unlike our defense, so we just got to come back and build off of that and try to work on it.
Well, it's definitely a blow, but, you know, when guys go down, I mean, you got to step up, plain and simple. I mean, personally, it didn't affect me. I mean, it's as far as my play. I mean, I'm still going to go out there and play hard because I know that's what Al would want us to do. You know, we just got to keep playing. I mean, you can't have excuses why you let a team score, let a team back in the game. You got to keep playing.
And keep playing through adversity, as the Broncos now have 7 players on IR, including 3 starters.
It just seemed like, you know, we just kind of losing warriors every day, and it's always, you know, tough for us actually to be able to deal with that.
And Ferguson knows all about that, as he is one of those players on IR, although he has ditched the crutches and a cane for a knee brace by now. He knows exactly what Wilson feels now, an itch to get back on the field.
It's tough to undergo an injury of any sort and not feel as though, you know, you want to be out there, you be a part of the team, because, you know, he's a given competitor.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.